What's up, Conquer Nation? I know we have had another little break, but this guest I have been trying to get nailed down for goodness, we've been trying to catch up together for several weeks, 3 weeks or so, to get this podcast done. And I'm glad we finally got it done. And actually, the timing was even better because of some like really cool experiences that happened over the weekend that we recorded this podcast. And Alyssa is an absolutely amazing woman. And if you've ever met her, you'll know how happy and wonderful and a great light that she can bring to your life just by knowing her. And she, on top of that, she's an absolute amazing athlete, endurance athlete. Getting to know Alyssa over this past year has been a true blessing for me, and see what she has been able to do. Coaching her has been an absolute dream for any coach. You lay it out there, and she goes and gets it done, and you have to hold her back. As a coach, and that's the hard part because she's so hard charging and wants to do it all. But Alyssa's resume this year has been out of control, and she has won the mountain biking state championship in Oklahoma. She won numerous Xterra off-road triathlons this year all over Texas. She won the USAT off-road national championships for her age group and off-road triathlon. The list goes on and on about of her victories this year. And more importantly, we talk about that briefly, but we really dig into her why and what she is doing with those accomplishments and how she's changing the lives of others and how she's an amazing woman that is out there trying to change the lives of children and young adults and women and giving them confidence and to go after their dreams and letting people know it's never too late to start whatever it is that they're going after. And she has a really, really cool story, and I hope you stick with this one because it's not really about the awards and the podiums and the sport. It's about making the world significantly better when you're not here anymore and what can drive you to start whatever that may be. So Alyssa really brings a really cool story to the table, and I'm so glad she took the time to sit down with me to do this, and I cannot thank her enough. So, and then I guess the last thing, the little bit of news is I'm finishing up the details right now about getting some really cool stuff for the off season going. Hopefully on the next podcast, I can really give the details of that. But we've had a lot of people ask about it, and a lot of people have been in the need of this. I needed it, and that's why I went after it and tried to help put it together. So please stay tuned for that exciting news, which should be announced on the next episode. But join, or please enjoy this amazing conversation with Alyssa. Alyssa, we're recording. And I guess I don't have to give you any rules since we're outside and touching any mics now that we have the new mic set up. Because
Okay.
Tony liked to smack the table when I had a mic that sat on the table.
Yeah.
So that was like an issue, and sound quality was an issue with that. So now that we have this set up, we're
Yeah.
okay.
And
So,
if there's
anyways.
cars that, you know.
Yeah, we're sitting out on your patio. And yeah, if people hear cars or birds, then you're
Then we know.
welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it adds to the
Yeah.
Mood.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa, first, let's touch briefly on your history in endurance sports of whatever that is, because I don't know the full story. I just know you from really like in the past year
Yeah.
and what you've achieved this year. So give me a quick rundown of how you got into stuff to begin with.
As a kid, I was a competitive swimmer, and we competed on a state, regional, and national levels. I did not swim in college, had some offers, but kind of just always have been into some sort of wellness, fitness. I think I heard about a triathlon, like sprint, so many years ago, like in 1990 something early, maybe 1980 something really.
Oh.
And I just went to do this triathlon, this sprint, and I brought clothes with me to like change into after the swim. Like I stashed dry shorts, and I was like in the, like taking 15 minutes to
Did you go to like the
change.
locker room and change
Yes.
clothes? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one for your first story.
That was, didn't know a thing about them. And thought I better change fast, you know, because everybody else is going to be changing faster than me. So anyway.
You were the only one in there.
Yeah, I think I was. So that kind of lit the bug, I guess. And then that was it. But, you know, just in terms of doing outside sports and any kind of like back to any competitive thing. After I had my first kiddo in 93, Ricky, who's an awesome kid, I was like, what am I going to do for exercise with this baby? I got a jogger stroller. I'm going to try to run. It was like one block, then two blocks, then six blocks, you know. Mm-hmm. I built up to enough to do the Red Bud.
Oh, nice.
And
for people that don't know what the Red Bud is, it's a 5K and 10K in Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. but it's huge.
Oh, it's the biggest. Next to the Memorial Marathon,
yeah.
It's probably one of the biggest participation events. Yeah. And I pointing to this hill over here on Larchmont, which is at mile five. And it's not a huge hill, but it's pretty long. And at mile five with a 2 o'clock start, it's tough.
Yeah.
And I was just lamenting about how this hill was killing me. And this guy next to me said, I mentioned I'd rather be in a pool. He said, well, so are you doing the triathlon next weekend in Bixby? And I was like, sure. So I signed up for
Sounds
a triathlon.
Good.
Went to that. I think I won that triathlon. I did another one in Weatherford, all those sprints. This is in the 90s. I don't know. I think I set a course record or something, but it was like, wow, this is really fun. Just kind of dabbled.
Winning's always fun.
It is.
Yeah.
And I just dabbled in triathlon, road tries, and never did a cycling event ever or a running event other than that. And then I went to do Escape from Alcatraz.
That's a good one.
It's a big jump.
Yeah,
from
it's a big
sprints
jump.
In Oklahoma.
To like ocean swim,
yeah.
That's like what 50 something degrees water,
exactly.
Brutal hills,
yeah.
Beach runs,
yeah.
Stairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a big jump from the Weatherford sprint.
It was a big jump. And I had done one Olympic before that, Buffman and Squeaky in Lubbock.
Oh, yeah.
It was in a canyon. I think it was
it's probably where Buffalo Springs 70.3 is now.
It is, yeah. So that was just 105 degrees in a canyon
miserable.
With no wind. And it was. Ugh. And then Alcatraz was an amazing experience. The water was just so cold, but it was just one of those things. Nobody can buy it for you. Nobody mm-hmm. can give it to you. And just the fact that I finished it, you know, was just such an accomplishment. After that, I really I didn't do anything competitive. Jumped to 15 years later. I just had, you know, a difficult time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad relationship.
Okay.
And during that time, one of my friends said, hey, why don't you come ride with me? And I'm like, I ride my bike to the supermarket. I teach classes. I do fitness stuff as mm-hmm. I always have, but I don't really ride.
Yeah.
She got me back on my bike and I was just like, oh, this is like breathing life into me. This is therapy. This is what feels good. I'm loving it. And I just gobbled up every bit of it that I could. That was 3 years ago, I guess. 2 years ago, a friend said, how about you try mountain biking? I'm like, no, I'm too scared of that.
Yeah.
And then within less than a year, I did my first race out at Draper.
Oh, that was just over a year ago.
Just over a year ago. And
man, things have gone fast.
Yeah. Stood on the start line and this girl looks at me and, you know, she's like, why are you racing Cat 3? You're out here QOM. You should be in Cat 2 or Cat 1. And I'm kind of like goggle-eyed going like, this is my first race.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and for those that don't know, like a Cat 1 is like, so in mountain biking, there's three categories. Cat 3 is kind of where you start.
Right.
Cat 2 is people that are, you know, solid.
Yeah.
And then Cat 1 is like the top level before the pros.
Exactly. Yeah. Cat 3 is usually about an hour, maybe 8, 9.
For cross-country races,
yeah. Cat 2 is double the distance, usually, or has been in Oklahoma this year, and it's at least an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Sometimes 2 hours. And then Cat 1, Cat 2 females in Oklahoma race a unified start. So it's kind of a fun thing because you all start at the start line together with anybody who's 19 to death. It says 19 to 99, but I haven't have yet to see somebody over 99 out there. And you get placed in your Cat 2, placed in your Cat 1, but there's a unified placement and a unified payout.
Oh, okay.
So as a Cat 2 rider, you can earn money if you beat some of the Cat 1 riders.
Yeah, it's a little different than the guy side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's because the fields are a little smaller. And
a lot of women did not want to cat up from Cat 2, yeah. 3 to 2, so it was a motivation.
Yeah.
But so after that race last year, I just kind of, I did on a whim last mm-hmm. year, I decided, well, I'm biking. I can swim. There's a triathlon. You're the one that said it.
I met you
at the Draper Trails, and mm-hmm. you and Dez were talking to me about some triathlon, and I was like, well, there's one in 3 weeks.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
I had a week when I was, you know, in my early, whatever, 30s.
Yeah, you don't plan out very well.
I give myself 3 weeks for being 51 or 52 to get in shape.
Plenty of time.
Plenty. So that was St. Louis last year. It was good. It was fun. I won my age group.
That was an off-road triathlon.
Off-road triathlon. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear about mm-hmm. that.
Big difference.
Yeah, big difference. And then I went 2 weeks after that and did Mule Shoe in mm-hmm. Austin and met the most amazing people in Austin. And you know yeah. some of those people.
Yeah.
And then I broke my arm and I was out for the year. So I did one mountain bike race, two off-road triathlons, Xterras. And then by the end of the year, I just... The feeling of motivation, self-confidence, all of that was coming from this getting outside my comfort zone, challenging myself and dealing with self-doubt and dealing with, you can't do that. I don't think I could do that. Nope, I can't do that. Well, try it and just see where you can go with it. Anyway, so then this year, you know,
mm-hmm. it's been a crazy year.
It's been amazing. I had a very brief stint with my first ever coach that mm-hmm. it wasn't a good fit, you mm-hmm. know, and then I got with you mm-hmm. and then it just clicked and everything has just been really beyond what I ever thought it was going to be.
Been crazy.
Completely over the moon.
Yeah.
And it's been a joy of hard work, if that.
Yeah. Because for me, it's been, as writing training plans for you, it's been super easy.
Mm-hmm.
So some athletes, it's not easy.
Yeah.
And some people have tons going on in life, and so that's a really hard juggle. And some people do the bare minimum, if that.
Yeah.
But they have big goals.
Yeah.
But it's been, this is my goal. I'm like, okay, well, this is what we got to do to get there.
Yeah.
And you've done all of it.
Yeah.
And it's paid off. I mean, just a really quick rundown of the things that you've done this summer or this year.
Oh, this starting in January with 665.
Yep. Which is a 6-hour endurance mountain bike race.
Yeah. Learning lesson from that.
Uh-huh.
If you have 2 minutes left on the clock... and you can handle one more lap, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it on the course, because had I done that one lap, I came in with 2 minutes left.
Yep.
You can still do another lap.
It was just misery.
And I was like, oh, there's not enough chamois butter in the world.
If you've never done a 6-hour mountain bike race, it's, there's a point where just everything is not good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And anyway, looking back, that was the lesson learned, but I was so happy, fourth overall female, and I thought my goal was to do 5 laps.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up with 7 laps, 63 miles on a mountain bike for me. That was unbelievable.
63 miles on a mountain bike is so much different than 63 miles on the road. It doesn't even compare.
Doesn't, and no, you, and we can definitely revisit that issue as we come back. And so that 665 race, I think it Tour de Dirt season started with Turkey Mountain.
Yep.
When they presented the season, I was like, I'm going to race 2 races because everything else is technical and rocky.
Yeah. Yeah. In Oklahoma, technical and rocky is, it's single track. There's not mm-hmm. big open road. It's when it's technical, it's usually like big rocks and drops and things like that. It's not these big long climbs like you would have in Colorado or New Mexico and stuff like that. It's like, hey, here's a really short punchy hill with lots of rocks.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
Technical. Fast and flowy I've yet to see fast and flowy really. There's parts.
Draper is about the only fast and flowy around.
Yeah. Yeah. And it gets really sandy in the summertime, so
and it's not fast and flowy.
No. But when Tour de Dirt came, I raced Turkey Mountain. I was just the pre-race anxiety and just scared out of my gourd. Mm-hmm. But I knew that. Going into that, you don't have to ride your bike on the whole trail. If there is any part of it that you are afraid of, you get off your bike and walk. And I can tell you, even the top riders in the state, Corey White, for mm-hmm. example, it's like, I don't ride this section in a race. I know I'm about 50-60% of making it, and I just get off and run. I was like, you do? People get off their bikes. So
yeah.
After Turkey Mountain, I think it was either Ponca City or Medicine Park.
Yeah, I think Medicine Park was second.
Helicopter, they're coming for you.
Uh-huh.
Ponca City, mm-hmm. Boulder Bash. And if you've never seen Medicine Park on a mountain bike trail,
it's not much fun. It's not a place you want to go just like ride around every day.
But it will up your game.
Yeah.
It will absolutely up your game.
Big rock.
Ponca City will up your game.
Yeah, that I got a messed up shoulder and a big scar from that one last year.
I got a little one.
Your legs are busted up.
Hey, this is a different story. Brian gets to see my scars. But so many of those courses... Then Blackwell beat down, wrapped up the season yesterday with St. Crispin's. So overall, there were eight races. Uh-huh. I raced six of them because mm-hmm. I did not race Seminole. Sorry. Post Oak at Sepulpa, and I didn't race Keystone.
And they have a year-long points system mm-hmm. to crown the state champion.
Right.
And yesterday, you solidified the jersey.
Yeah.
So you got a state championship in the mountain biking, Cat 2.
Cat 2 women, yep. And I catted up yesterday to Cat 1.
Yep, so next year you get to play with the studs.
Big, but winning that Cat mm-hmm. 1 race still was beyond amazing.
Boost.
Yes,
yeah.
And
it's a big step.
Really to be ahead of, mm-hmm. I was going to go out there and just smell the flowers because I already had the points to get the state championship, and once we lined up at that starting line, I think that smell the flowers, I left it at home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The competitive swimmer comes back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's, the mountain biking season that has been beyond amazing and really presented a lot of growth and complement to Xterra Triathlon.
Because Xterra is the goal this year.
Yeah.
Like, everything we did this year was... to try to do to get better at Xterra because mm-hmm. we have big goals for a couple years down the road. So when that big goal happens, we will definitely have another conversation. And so everything was focused on becoming a better runner because you have an amazing swim background mm-hmm. and your passion for mountain biking, that kind of takes care of itself with getting on the trail. And then we've been working on the run this year, which is going to continue to get better. It's made huge strides. Oh, that's a good one. Huge strides from early this year to where we are now. And that led you to have good success in Xterra races this year. Because you've done, five or six?
I think I've done eight Xterras.
Oh, that's because you jumped in on the Colorado one.
Two Colorado races.
That were not planned. They were just like, for fun, I'm going to go play.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So I won the Texas State Series mm-hmm. in Xterra Off-Road Triathlon. I won the South Central Region Xterra Off-Road Triathlon. That includes Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, I think Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which states comprise all of that.
Yeah, I don't remember either. So you were Texas state champion.
Yeah.
Regional champion.
Yeah.
And then you went to a big race in June?
June 9th.
In Waco.
That was
Off-Road National Championships, USAT.
USAT Off-Road National Championships, and wow.
Mm-hmm.
winning.
And won that.
Won nationals.
National champion this year. Uh-huh.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
So you've racked it up this year.
It's beyond what I ever thought. This is a process of just getting out of your comfort zone, building, presenting challenges to bring growth and change. And the things that you're kind of afraid of almost, you know, that this is such a lesson in keep moving, keep growing, keep learning, keep active. And part of it is that, but part of it is also on a wellness journey, because there's never a destination with that.
Yeah.
You never like arrive, well, I'm well.
I'm really healthy right now. We're done.
We're done.
I'm really fit.
Yeah.
I've hit the limit.
Yeah. So my goals go way beyond, you know, 53 years.
And see, from the time I met you, you had this really outgoing personality, right?
Thank you.
And very, you're friends with everybody, can schmooze with anybody. Like, you have that. But what I've seen from the backside is the confidence that has come along with that.
Yeah.
From where you were in January and the time that we sit down and looked at your goals and looked at all that stuff to where you are now, that the confidence has come a long way.
Yeah.
But I think, I know, I wanted to touch on your highlights this year so people would know that there's a lot more on to this story.
Yes.
But what I wanted to talk about for us today is because there's so much more beyond the results and the podiums and the jerseys that you've won this year and your big goals that you have going forward. And I've seen it with what you've done to try to make the community better.
Yes.
Is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And what you've done to try to help change lives of others this year, which I didn't, you may have done that forever. I don't know. I haven't, didn't know you before really this year, but watching you get involved with people this year.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to dig into on this conversation of how you've changed this year.
Yeah.
Personally, and changed the lives of others this year.
In terms of being involved in the community, I think I've always had a passion for that. I served on the board of directors for Redbud for a number of years ago during their 20th anniversary for a three-year stint. And I've been involved. I started a nonprofit when my kids were little, before internet. It was called the Mommy Connection, and we published a newsletter. We had family fun days. We connected families or moms together so that they could have a learning team, I guess, if you will. You know, oh my gosh, your child eats and throws up too, you know.
Right.
Or, anyway, but jumping it back into that, this year really presented with some amazing opportunities for that. You know, my personal training kind of went or did expand beyond just working with adults who wanted to be fit and stay well, you know, or be on a wellness journey, and that's really my core with all of my clients, to some
kiddos. Because you've been a personal trainer for how long?
Oh.
Forever.
For 10 or 15 years.
Okay.
At least 15 years. Mm-hmm.
Doing like one-on-one
One-on-one in small groups.
Yeah.
And I was a fitness instructor at the YMCA for a number of years.
Spin instructor and just everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mishmash of all, whatever. But there's some kiddos this year that I got the opportunity to work with. One of my favorites is this little kiddo who's 10 years old. He didn't know how to ride a bike. We started at the beginning of the summer because he's a video game kiddo, loves video games, and we started working with this, just swimming, and he went from hardly being able to swim to be able to swim, being able to complete 24 lengths. Now,
wow.
He'd have some rest in between of the pool.
That's
it's
awesome.
A 20-yard pool, but still, it's amazing.
That's amazing. A big jump for a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, and I could see his interest kind of waning because, you know, it's a little bit monotonous.
Right.
Swimming laps. And I got him on a bike. And the kid on the fourth lesson was out there in pedaling.
Mm-hmm.
But on a bigger scale.
Was this the kid you did the video of?
Yeah.
Okay, you've been posting Instagram.
Oh, so things. Proud of him. So I got involved with some great opportunities this year, locally and globally, is kind of how I've compartmentalized them. Locally, I joined in with a group called Oklahoma Flyers, and we were having they were hosting Learn to Ride mountain bikes on Tuesday nights at Bluff Creek.
And this is for kids just wanting to get on the mountain bike trail.
Yeah. Kids who just want to get on a mountain bike. We had no idea what we were doing with this, if even two kids would show up.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of little Tuesday night sessions, and we had some kids come out. We posted in a three-day period of time, we're going to do a big event out at Lake Arcadia. Bring your kids, you know, we'll have bikes out there. If you don't have one, we'll have a bike fits. We had 100 kids show up, more than 100 kids, really.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so amazing.
That's incredible.
Girls, little girls, that's where I really get the, I mean, I love seeing all kids. When you see a kid on a bike and, you know, they're usually smiling. But seeing those little girls really charges me up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So with Oklahoma Flyers, we kind of, we decided where we really wanted to go with that. And Oklahoma Flyers and another organization called Bike Club are two of our, I don't know, charities, I guess, if you will, are two of our focus. So we started a nonprofit less than a month ago now, or about a month ago. It's called Cycles for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Cycles for Life is a nonprofit 501c3, and we are going to promote and raise funding for youth cycling in Oklahoma. Our big long-term goal is to acquire a big piece of property out by I-35 and maybe Memorial or 122nd, close to central Oklahoma City.
Right.
And we're going to cut out mountain bike trail on that property. We're going to have a year-round set-up cyclocross training track.
That's awesome.
And those kids who want to be road cyclists, they just leave out the front gate. I-35 East is where we have the Nemaha Ridge, and if Oklahoma's going to have hills,
Oklahoma City,
that's where you're going to find
them. And they're not fun hills if you're on the road.
Well, we get the hills and the wind.
Yes.
Yeah. So big long-term plan is to acquire the land, do the mountain bike trail, cyclocross, and then road cyclists. Then build a facility that has indoor training, weights, et cetera, locker rooms, bathrooms, changing rooms, et cetera. And then finally to put housing on the property as well. So weekend camps, et cetera, can be...
This is the first I've heard of this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that would be like game changer for this part of the country.
You know it for cycling. And I mean, in terms that I look back, I'm not the only one who says this. I think that cycling it saved me. Saved me from doubt, from getting out of a bad situation. It was the self-confidence booster, the game changer for me. So this is our Cycles for Life big long-term plan.
That's awesome.
So we have our first project that is a practice project. Mm-hmm. There's a little school on MLK. It's across from the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yep.
And the woman who started this, Robin Corey, started with two or three kiddos, and she felt the need for these kiddos to have a solid academic setting, school, if you will. One or both parents are incarcerated.
Okay.
So her school that she started with very small kiddos has grown and grown, and they, through a wonderful, generous donor, were able to acquire the former Rosewood School for Autistic Children.
Okay.
It's 10 acres.
Wow.
And they've got a big woodsy section. So Cycles for Life, my group, is planning to build a wilderness trail for them as our practice.
Cool.
So we're going to cut out trails, and we're going to acquire bikes for these kiddos. They have 40 kids at the school now. And
that's so cool.
I'm just so excited about this. The kids, when we went there to talk to them about building this trail and bringing bikes out there, their eyes were just like moons.
Something they never thought was a possibility.
Yeah. So
they're just trying to get through everyday life.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they get to be kids.
And this school is so wonderful because once the kids come to this school, they're not ever asked to leave and go to another school.
Mm.
we have some organizations in Oklahoma that are fabulous for kids who are either homeless or mm-hmm. whatever, but a lot of times those kids only get to stay at that school for 55 days at most, and then they acquire a home with their family, and then they are, well, right. you have a home, you leave and you go back to your
normal
neighborhood school.
School,
and then they become homeless again, mm-hmm. and then they're back.
Right.
So it's this little revolving door that doesn't give them a long-term stability for
right.
academic growth. So that's our first project, and then we will be hosting next year in the spring Fondo, I don't know exactly what our name is going to be of the event, mm-hmm. Flyers Fondo or Cycles for Life Fondo, benefiting Flyers, Cycles for Life, and Bike Club.
Okay.
And let me touch really quick on Bike Club.
Yeah.
Because that's part of our fundraising. We have funding this year for Kerr Elementary.
Okay.
We're looking for funding for Millwood and another school next year. It's a fifth grade program that, or the kids in fifth grade get to participate. We have volunteers that staff it. We have bikes, Trek bikes, for all of the kids at the school that stay at the school.
Yeah.
These are the bike club bikes.
Right.
Helmets, cones, all sorts of equipment to teach kids how to ride a bike. The kids who succeed, and it's based on academics, attendance, and attitude. You have to have good academics and all that. At the end of the year, at the fifth grade, each kid who completes the program gets their own bike.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
So these are part of...
And has that gone through a full cycle yet?
It started this year at
so
Kerr Elementary.
So mm-hmm. they'll get the bikes this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there's basic bike maintenance and that mm-hmm. kind of thing, but a bike gives a kiddo freedom and teaches them so much about, you know... just confidence in that
and
sort of
thing.
And
it comes right back to what it did for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So Cycles for Life is the umbrella. That's our nonprofit. We will support Flyers, which is a recreational competitive program. And Flyers will be the group that is competitive that goes out of the...
And does races and does mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when that property is developed, and I mean, when I am... I want my legacy to be that she did some good stuff for our community.
Right.
And if we all try to leave this world a little bit better than, or a lot better mm-hmm. than when we came in, mm-hmm. then we're all doing a great service.
Yeah.
So.
And it's been, and you doing your daily training mm-hmm. and doing all this stuff will help give you a platform.
Yeah.
To preach from even more.
Yes.
So endurance sports can be extremely selfish.
Yes.
Especially with family and friends and other obligations, because it is a very selfish sport, in all honesty. Anybody that wants to do like a really long race, I'm like, you got to get your family on board. Like it's,
yeah,
it is very selfish. And to be able to convert that into something bigger than yourself.
It's
is
a
cool.
vehicle, if you will, for me to have a platform on which to stand.
Yeah.
You know, that this gives me a place to talk about, you know, and give a little bit of street cred,
mm-hmm.
road cred, I
right.
guess, to what cycling has done for me. And I think that, I mean, I just love the triathlon aspect. And I have to give you kudos on this. I got a little notice on my phone after one of my recent trail runs, and the Strava app that I use mm-hmm. gave me this alert. Trending faster. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? So I did that run 2 years ago uh-huh. that I did just a couple of weeks ago. And my time per mile was like 3 minutes faster
mile. Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Now, granted, 2 years ago, I was just kind of out there putzing around
right.
probably, and this is more intentional and mm-hmm. trained and everything, but still 3 minutes
a
mile. Mm-hmm. It might have even been 4 minutes a mile.
Wait, I just this was, winter, whenever we make you start running and get off the bike.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's going to be a love-hate relationship
yeah.
with a
yeah.
serious goal in mind.
It will.
Yeah.
Big picture.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my local... kind of in a nutshell,
mm-hmm.
Very long-winded. And my global focus came from meeting another girl at Xterra Triathlon, coincidentally, her name is Alyssa. So of course I was really, we were best friends immediately. She's five.
She's tiny.
Yeah, we're practically twins. I mean, yeah. I think I'm 5'9", and maybe tipping the scales, you know, at 140, she's barely 100 pounds. And yeah, but
like
she's,
5 foot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's tiny and mighty. She really is. So she and I kind of battle back and forth. We are usually about a minute apart when we finish. I'm usually ahead of her on swim and bike, and then she just comes at me on the run.
Yeah.
But anyway, she invited me to be part of this women's team, national women's team. Team Do Awesome, started by Renee Lockey, and her passion is World Bicycle Relief.
Yeah.
World Bicycle Relief is our Team Do Awesome charity. That's our global effort. And that was my birthday fundraiser this year, mm-hmm. to ride 53 miles, combination mountain and road, and raise money. And I think my goal was to buy 15 bikes for World Bicycle Relief. I think I hit 20 bikes.
That's awesome.
So I was super happy about that. And each of us on this team has our local charities. Alyssa in Austin is the director for Collins Hope, which is a drowning prevention.
Yeah.
I've learned so much about, there's live drownings and there's fatal drownings. I didn't even know there was a difference. I thought if you drowned, you were...
She's the one that gives a little speech before every race.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And so anyway, she's been my compadre, kind of my partner in crime. And we've traveled and raced in Colorado. I go down and race and stay mm-hmm. with her in Austin. And she and I are both on Team Do Awesome, and together we will be representing Team Do Awesome and in Maui, Hawaii.
Yeah,
at the World Championships.
There are World Championships in like a month from now.
I mean, 1 month from now, I will be in Maui.
Mm, that doesn't suck.
It does not stink.
Play in like in the wilderness.
Yes.
In Maui.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I mean... When I kind of threw this out at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. I thought, well, what are the chances? If you don't think it can happen, you're kind of setting yourself up a little
right.
bit. But there has to be some part of you that thinks it can happen. So you got to see it. You got to visualize it. And there it was. And here it happened.
It happened.
I'm going to World Championships.
It's crazy.
So, yeah.
And then... hopefully it's not the first time, it's not the last time.
It's not gonna.
It's the first time.
It's the first.
Get some experience.
Yes.
And learn.
Yeah.
Maybe great things happen this year. We'll see where it ends up. But
yes.
No matter what, it's been a hugely successful season.
It's been hugely successful. And so this year, you know, is amazing. And it's been such a learning and growth experience. And I will have that experience at World Championships. And then next year, I think is going to be a year of maintaining fitness, mm-hmm. improving my running for sure. Mm-hmm. And I probably won't do 9 triathlons next year.
That's a lot.
And we'll see what the Tour de Dirt schedule looks like. But Breck Epic
yep.
maybe is something that we
uh-huh.
look at.
Yeah.
And a few more just kind of fun.
A little bit more plan.
A little more plan.
Yeah, good.
And then come back mm-hmm. to triathlon the year after that, because then I'll be 55.
Then it's go time.
And it's like, I'll be the baby in the age group.
That's it.
And I'm sure there's other people that are going to be fierce competitors
right.
at that time too. And again, it's not all about being on a podium or the top of the podium. It's about chasing your individual dreams and goals. And if needlepoint is what you love, or learning a foreign language, or helping others, or planting a garden, you're never too old to do it. You're never, ever too old to chase your dreams.
Start.
Start and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Because you started a year ago.
Yeah. 1 year ago, really. Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. now you're... Got a lot of stuff on the mantle.
Yeah, I do.
But not only that, you've been able to, because me and you have never sat and had this conversation,
uh-huh.
but I just love how what got you moving again in life.
Yeah.
And not necessarily like you've always been healthy and fit,
uh-huh.
but what got you moving down the road to your version of recovery,
right,
and your version of growth.
Yeah.
You've been able to spin that into changing lives of people you don't know, and that's going to make a long-lasting legacy and change in their lives.
I hope.
So,
and if people see, you know, lead by example, I'm hopeful that somewhere somebody sees that, gosh, well, if she's 53 and does, you know, this stuff, you know, stays healthy, stays well, and that it inspires somebody who's maybe younger or maybe even a little bit older, just to do it, keep moving, stay well. One of the Colorado triathlons, it was right after Nationals, driving to Colorado, I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the legs. I didn't have a lot for that race, and it was supposed to be a fun race, and I was in wave 4 of swimming. Well, there was wave 5, wave 6, wave 7, wave 8,
oh my
wave
gosh.
9. And
that's a huge event.
I thought wave 4 was going to be okay. And I approached my second lap on the bike, and I'm passing people. And I look up at the mountain bike trail, and there are no less than 40 people that I can see stacked in sixes and twos.
Oh my gosh.
And there's no way that you can't pass on these single tracks. There's boulders and prairie grass that hides boulders. And I finally just settled in and said, this is a beautiful course, and I have to realize I'm in Colorado and I'm doing an Xterra triathlon. And there was a woman that I kind of passed some people and got behind. She had 71
on her leg. Oh my
gosh. 71-year-old woman doing that race. And that to me was like, well, that's all the inspiration I need.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been, and I think actually we tried to do this podcast a couple of times and it's been delayed for whatever reasons. And it actually worked out to be a perfect day for us to do it. After you went in your state title yesterday and what we got to witness on Saturday.
Oh.
So anybody that doesn't know us personally, go on and you can see it on my Instagram or on your Instagram or Facebook pages. And we'll have a conversation with Smoke and Bryce really soon on the podcast.
I'm so excited about that. And I'm so inspired by them and Team Liza.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Hodges,
yeah.
I've known her for a while and followed her journey. And if Tridat 365, which is Bryce and Ryan, get into the Boulder Ironman, we're all going.
We're there.
It'll be double trouble, double fun.
It's going to be a blast.
With Team Liza and Tridat 365.
She's going?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're definitely going.
Awesome.
So two challenged athletes will be
doing that race.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think actually Smoke is the one that introduced me to you.
That's right.
At Republic was, I think, the first night I met you. You'd come there. We had a group of us had gotten together or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd come up there. And to see where that started to now where, you know, you've helped change the lives of these kids which is having a bicycle and learning how to ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
And he's taken that step of doing something bigger than himself.
Oh, yeah.
By using endurance as the platform. And you've done the same thing,
mm-hmm.
using endurance as the platform to change lives for others. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever to watch for us. You know, like, people are like, oh, that was so cool that you did this with Smoke the other day. You know, I'm like, whatever. I got to have a front row seat to the coolest thing I've ever witnessed in life. Like,
yeah,
I was like super lucky and blessed to be able to do that. And like, it was a total selfish move. It was like, hey, dude, like, you need help. Let me help you because I want to watch this.
Yes.
Like, this has nothing to do with anything else other than like wanting a front row seat to the party.
Me too. When I showed up that morning to Water Guardian for the triathlon, and Karen told me I was going to get to be the personal Water Guardian for Ryan and Bryce, I was like, yes. And the best thing was, when Bryce was getting ready, I was like, Bryce, you ready to go? And his comment was the best thing I think I heard that day. I came here to chew bubble gum and kick some ass, and I'm out of bubble gum. Let's get this started.
Yeah. And it never stopped all day with his one-liners.
He is such a clever and cool kid. And I got to meet his mom and his twin brother.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was just one of the best days.
Yeah.
3 hours in a kayak, And standing around at Redman didn't leave me with a lot of energy for that race yesterday, but I wouldn't change it.
Nope.
Not for...
And for people that don't know, Redman is a triathlon in Oklahoma City that's a half Ironman distance and a full Ironman distance. And Ryan and Bryce did it together yesterday as a team, team Tridat.
Yeah.
So Tridat 365. Have to give a shout out to Bryce because he wants everyone to follow him on Instagram. Because he's going to be Insta-famous.
And, he is.
And Bryce has cerebral palsy, and so Ryan pulled him in a kayak during the swim and pulled him on the bike, and we called it his chariot is what we called it. And then he pushed him on the run, and they did it. Their goal was they had to do it less than 8:30, and their real goal was 8 hours, and they did it in 7 hours and 44 minutes. And it was smiles and tears all around. It was the coolest thing.
I had tears when they crossed the finish line. And that is just such an amazing gift. And that's what we do. I think, we leave the world a better place than we came, or we do whatever we can to bring that positive energy and affect people in a positive way.
And I think
it just reciprocates.
But I think that's something I have been blessed to do over the years with Go Mitch Go and being involved in that organization. Mm-hmm. And it's given me so much more than I ever dreamed of. And watching other people achieve their goals and dreams in endurance sports while raising money for an organization that's changing lives of others.
Yeah.
Watching Ryan do that through several opportunities. And then right now with Tridat 365 and changing Bryce's life and future and stories that he'll have forever, and you doing that with all your cycling adventures and giving back. I mean, that's the real takeaway, I think, from this is whatever it is that you're doing, how can you do more? How can you not be selfish?
Yes.
How can you be selfish by doing what you want to do, but make the world better while you're doing it?
Yeah. One of my friends said, I didn't even remember this comment. She said, she remembers the time when I was getting back into like triathlon and competitively and biking, and I said I want to do something more than just trying to look fit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a difference and set goals for myself and challenge myself to grow and change and have an effect, but
a lot's happened in a year. You've changed a lot of lives in 1 year, so who knows where this adventure goes where it ends up.
I can only imagine.
It's
and
only gonna get
you
better.
Know the collective effort of Team Do Awesome and Cycles for Life and Divide and Conquer, we have the potential to inspire and touch many people in a positive way.
I think that's a perfect place to wrap up.
Thank you so much. So fun and interesting.
It was good. And we'll get all your plugs put on the first part of this so people come follow you, watch the adventures that you got.
Yeah.
There's always good stories on Instagram with the activities that you got going on. Right. You always do such a good job on that. So I always know where you're at and what's going on. And
it's some kind of goofiness. Yeah.
It's always goofy. It's always fun.
Alyssa 24/7, my daughter said, that's my birthday. Alyssa, July 24th, Alyssa 24/7. And she said, yep, Mom, you're 24/7.
That could good way to describe
it
you.
Is good. Yeah.
Thank you so much for
doing
this.
Ryan.
I appreciate it.